This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the last segment today, I interviewed Jesse James for more than an hour in studio. And, you know, as much as I don't believe the mainstream media, I didn't really follow the tabloids, but who could ignore it back when he was married to Sandra Bullock? And the stuff they said about him. And I remember at the time thinking, this is weird. And I knew people who were high up in Hollywood. That was back when I was out in Hollywood at least 5 or 6 times a year on TV shows and things and some movies. Where I totally gave up on it. Not from lack of success. It was just so evil and so pathetic. But I got the inside scoop on Jesse James. And again, it's not about him and Sandra Bullock. It's how things are controlled. How she saw her star falling. She wanted to make this movie a hit. And the fact that this goody two-shoes image that was going on, and, you know, the claims that he was off cheating on her and all this. I was told the truth in Hollywood all about it. And then Jesse James told me the exact stuff I've been told by other people, but he's like a guy that welds all day. I mean, it's like you go over to his house at like 10 at night, it's what he's doing. It's like crazy. He just lives in this thing with blast furnaces, these huge machines out in the woods, and it's just like, yeah, he really does build almost everything he puts together. I mean, some stuff gets made by his crew, but he's like doing 80% of it. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And again, it's like authentic versus fake, and I can't even tell you the stuff I know. I mean, tabloids would kill for it. But I'm never going to talk about it. That's just who I am. This doesn't even matter to me anyways. It's just like how Sandra Bullock came out and said he was cheating on her to promote a movie. And I'm not going to even say it. It's unbelievable. And she knew that he'd sit there and take it and wouldn't even defend himself because he's a man. And, you know, he is the classic archetypal tough guy, alpha male guy, you know, being a smart ass and stuff. But he's just a good guy. And I'm enamored by the fact that he's the manager of the whole NRA contract for merchandise and what he's trying to do for them to relaunch things to the young people. That's something I'm so interested in, to defeat the New World Order. Make this interesting to young people because it is their future. You win. But after I've been nice about Jesse, I'll say the thing I disagree with him. He kept saying, this is supposed to be a victory lap. No, that was a few months ago. The interview never happened. Now they're really after Trump. And just because he's doing all this good, Jesse, doesn't mean that we can just sit back and think he's going to win. We win the Super Bowl. We got to start planning to win the next game. But this isn't even like that. The war is now. And so Jesse's like, who's right, who's wrong? We should just, you know, celebrate the fact that we're winning. And I agree, nationalism is taking place, and we are winning all over the world. But we're here because my listeners cared, and we came from behind, and I've been upset, and I've been taking action, and I've been getting people mobilized. And we have to, I get the whole male thing of being calm and being secure and feeling like everything's great. You're the big gorilla sitting up on the hill and everybody's praising you. And here's the deal. I can do that. Every once in a while, for like 10 seconds, I flip into this confidence boat. And I go, look what all I've done. All the things I've done. I had to shoot bullseye 500 yards when special forces can't. I've like taken on 30 guys at once and kicked their ass. I mean, that's not BS. I've done that. Look what we've done politically. And then I'm just thinking, I'm just like this Superman. I realize, but I'm going to die and I'm nobody. I got to be strong for my kids. While I have strength, I have to work as hard as I can to defeat the enemy. And that's what I'm saying. It is true. Once I got in a big fight with a brawl and more guys kept coming, and it was in the newspaper when I was going to high school. But I don't tell that story to act powerful. We've done feats 100 times more important politically. And that's what I'm saying is that, I'm not saying James is a bad guy. He's a great guy. And I get he doesn't want to be political. He just wants to build motorcycles and guns and be into freedom and just live his life. I get that. I'm just saying we have to be upset. We have to be focused. We have to defeat these people because until they're either woken up or defeated or locked up in prison because they want to kill us, we can't stop. I mean, let's say there's 1,000 vampires and we killed 99 of them. We're still, you know, 901, which, and we killed 999. There's still, we've got to eradicate these people politically. We can't ever give up.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Sunday, the 12th day of March 2017 edition. And this broadcast is all about having empathy, actually looking at what empowers humanity, common sense, and historical systems that we know work, and trying to promote those, and trying to believe the people can be strong and informed. The so-called left is not the left. The Republican establishment is just as bad as the Democratic leadership, maybe worse, because Paul Ryan knows that Guam doesn't float. He knows that islands don't float. Paul Ryan knows Obamacare was written by Republican leadership as a screw job. You know, he knows that Russia didn't attack Korea. He knows George W. Bush isn't in office. That was 8 years ago. Plus, the Democratic leadership has said all those things I just said. I mean, they are on. I watch their press conferences now, and they're horrifying. I don't know what drugs they're on, but, man, let me tell you, their brain. I mean, Pelosi's almost 80. She looks good for 80 or 79, but she's out of her mind. Maxine Waters is a good-looking lady for her age. But she's out of her frickin' mind. Paul Ryan knows exactly what he's doing. He's worse than her. So, listen, I'm nonpartisan. I see Trump come along, and every globalist operation, every big bank's against him. He's doing things that are textbook to turn the economy on and help the average person. He's gone out of his way to announce all these new factories and pressure big companies that are screwing us over to move to mainly black inner city areas and hire African Americans. He $25 billion in executive order controlling the Department of Education to black colleges. That's like 25% or more of the money the next 4 years that the feds are going to give to colleges just to black college. Obama did $4 billion in 8 years. $25 billion. All I'm saying is that's almost like redistribution, but I'm for it because it just gets everybody together. And it goes on and on for hours, folks. He's doing so much good stuff that my head spins when I try to actually go over it. It'd be easy to criticize Trump. I don't care he's a president. I don't care he calls me sometimes. It's that he's so real. But just like I said, no one's ever fired attorneys. It's criminal. It's evil. Meanwhile, he fires 46 because they won't follow his orders. Obama fired 70-something. Bill Clinton fired 93 when he first got in office. It's the lying. It's the lying. So let's get into SNL. Why is this happening? They admit that mainstream media in Gallup polls and in AP polls has between 6 and 9% approval rating. Cancer is more popular than mainstream media. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is more popular. I'm serious. I've seen polls where like 24% of people support him in the U.S. or something. Okay. Probably don't know who he is or don't want to sound racist. Oh, it's an Asian woman. Don't let me say something. That's how political correctness works. AP survey says just 6% put their trust in the media. That's AP. Remember that? Mainstream media reputation currently broken. So there you go. There's the articles. Brokey, a new word I didn't know. Here's why I trust the media is an all-time low. Just look at Zuckerberg, calls his users dumb effers. And so we've got all these numbers here. Why Americans no longer trust the mainstream media? Stephen Hawking says the answer is world government. Just take over. Everything will be fine. But there's no world government, remember. And the cameras and microphones on your computer aren't watching you, though they admit they are now. Another thing we told you that didn't come true, it was always true, they just admit it now. So, people really think I'm this visionary now. They're just like, how do you know all this? I used to hate you. Are you psychic? No, it's all admitted. So, let's get into it now with SNL. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because people still think movies or comedy shows might not be propaganda, and they still have some big audiences. They've declined, Hollywood's collapsing, but still there's big audiences. SNL, in their first 5 minutes, has over 10 million viewers. By the end, it trails down to 2 million. I looked it up today on Nielsen. They just want to see what the enemy's saying about Trump, then they tune out. And in some fairness, it's always been the first five that had most of the ratings, but it'd be like, you know, 30 million watching, and by the end, 15 million. You know, it's like, no, now it's 5, 6, 7, you know, 10 million, depending on the show, down to a couple million at the end. So they're dying, but still they think they're going to catch you at night, you had a few drinks, you're relaxed, you don't want to be political, you can watch this stuff, and maybe you'll hate Trump because he points at black people and says, they're not human. That's pure racism, saying someone isn't human. That's what the globalists say about us. The globalists see themselves as a breakaway civilization coming in and conquering our countries. And they now are going to dominate and control us. So they say Trump has sold out to aliens. Trump thinks black people are aliens, not the real alien threat. And Trump's a coward. Again, when he's not a coward, look how much courage he has. At the motorcades, all of it. People jump up on stage. He's ready to go after him. He calls people up on stage. Secret Service says no. He countermands them. He takes on the whole establishment. In my lifetime, I've not seen courage like this, political courage. I've not seen it. It's truly fantastical. And all I can do is tell the truth. I don't want to be gushing. It's just, if it is, it is. And his agenda is prosperity for you and your family. And if you're an immigrant coming here, he wants to make it easier if you've got skills or you're not a criminal so that the criminals of the world don't run here and feed on you. That's the truth. I've looked at what he's done. It's almost more liberal than I like. But see, it doesn't matter because at least it's real. He said both parties don't matter. Ideologies don't matter. What matters is the people and actually empowering and doing what works. So let's start playing the SNL piece. And I've got a deeper analysis coming up that's produced with clips and everything. Not because, SNL talked about us. It's because how desperate it is and how deceptive it is. And the big secret that they don't have original ideas. They just plagiarize what we say about them and turn it around against us. And if you know the facts, it's all a complete inversion. So let's start going to the first of the piece. Here it is. The Earth's attacked by aliens. And Trump saying there's not a threat. Here it is.
In the year 2018, aliens from the planet Zorblat 9 landed on Earth. They did not come in peace.
Men, women, the hour is upon us. The aliens are stronger than we thought.
All right, let's hit pause again.
The fight for humanity.
The globalists have always said a fake alien invasion under Project Bluebeam, partially declassified, Reagan talked about it, Khrushchev talked about it, Yeltsin talked about it, could unify humanity. So they're going to that final deal. The globalists are taking over America. They're ending human economies. They're telling Africa and the continent of Africa, the countries there, that they can't have fires or air conditioning. So they're really the alien globalist force. They're not real aliens, but they operate like that. Totally cold-blooded. Parasites. Predators. But then they say Trump isn't worried about the Russian threat. That's the first thing. Zarblat 9 is a really nice place. But the Russians can't stabilize their own country. The globalists are trying to bring them down, too. The globalists are allied with communist China that's expanding and threatening to invade the Philippines. I can tell I'm running out of time. The full clips are coming up, but let's just go back to it.
Which means the fight for humanity begins now. We may be down, but we are not out. We've lost limbs. We've lost lives, but we will not lose the United States of America. Now let's get out there, destroy those aliens, and save the human race. But first, your commander-in-chief wants to say a word.
They have no ratings if they weren't doing a straw man of Trump. pause again. I didn't make this in the big report coming up. The key to this is he's bad because he's creating positivity. That's a word. He's creating a positive outlook, and he's bringing us together to have exuberance, which is what humans can then build things with. I mean, that's known. It's confidence. We have the tools. Confidence by itself is delusion, but confidence with the tools, capability, is Valhalla. It's the stars. It's unlimited. Look what we already done together. People 100 years ago would think the gods had created all this. So he creates exuberance. The whole piece attacks that, too, that he's positive, and they create a fake deal where everything's being destroyed and we're all dying. When it's the globalist trying to actually do this, he's trying to actually stop it. He's rushing into the fight. He's doing the opposite of what they say in the piece. That was the final key. All right, we're going to come back. Isn't it time to come back with a produce piece? So I guess that was the final piece. I was so frustrated. So that should probably be added into the big piece when we put this produce piece out. We're going to premiere it straight ahead. And then Jesse James, boil down from our powerful interview. Jesse James, that's coming up in the last segment. Infowars.com. Spread that link. They're trying to censor us, but they can't beat the people. If you take action, the battle for the free web's happening now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Living on the edge. All right, I'm couldn't get to the analysis live on air, but how about this piece I shot a few hours ago that has all the documentation? We finally put it together. Here it is. The globalists think you're stupid. They're betting on the fact you're dumb. All you got to do is wake up and then wake others up and they'll fall. Here's a special report.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit. Because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
I've been attacked by every major news outlet in the world. All of them. I've been attacked by all the late night comedy shows. I've been attacked in every newspaper in the United States over and over again. And so after a while, I stopped really paying attention to it because it's just the same lies regurgitated over and over again. And, of course, President Trump has been attacked even more. But after Trump, I am the second most attacked person now in the United States for my stand for sovereignty against the globalists, private corporate consortiums that are establishing a private world government. Now, years ago, they said that didn't exist. Now they admit it exists, but they're telling us how great it is and how we all need it. Now, I started getting a bunch of phone calls this morning and text messages, more than 50 of them, saying they attacked you on Saturday Night Live last night. So I went and watched it several times this morning, and it was like a skeleton key had opened the key door. Major, major breakthroughs in our research watching this five-minute piece. You could teach a college course on this to understand propaganda and deception. But in the interest of time, I'm going to break it down in 5 minutes. But the big discoveries are coming at the end. This is one of the most important reports you will ever watch. Now, before I do this breakdown of the unprecedented defamation and lies against Donald Trump and myself in this so-called comedy piece, which is really a fake news piece, I want to be clear. Every time we've tried to play an SNL clip that attacks the Liberty Movement, they claim copyright. We have full right as citizens under law, and I've talked to all the lawyers over the years, I've been on there 22 years, to play these clips and analyze them, especially when they're about us. So I'm going to do that right now. But that's a key tool they're using all over the so-called free internet to censor the American people and others, the so-called copyright law. Bottom line, they want to ban you being able to have commentary on what they say and what they do. Just like major newspapers across the country online are just getting rid of comment sections altogether. Even though that's why people go there, because they're desperate to control the narrative, because AP studies and other major studies show that MSM has between a 6 and 9% approval rating. At the high, 9% trust or like them, at the low, 6%. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is more popular than that. Now, on the surface, a lot of you are probably rightfully saying, hey, Alex, we know MSM is more unpopular than cancer. But this is entertainment. Why are you talking about what's happening on SNL? Well, the corporate media admits that they have no credibility in mainstream news anymore, so they've retreated into movies and into TV shows and into comedy shows to spew their propaganda. And that came out in the WikiLeaks that they had, not just news channels, but a lot of the so-called entertainment channels also involved in the brainwashing of the American people. Now, I'm about to run through the piece, but let me just hit a few other angles of this, because it's critical to understand what you're witnessing is a corporate PR makeover. Last year, they were openly in the news saying, what are we going to do? Everybody hates us. And they developed the plan to call anyone disagreeing with them or any other media challenging them fake news. They declared by definition that only they exist in their own parallel inverted universe. So their reputation was broken. What were they going to do? Declare everyone else, who's way more popular than them, fake. And then move to start banning people off the web and taking their advertisers. That's 21st century book burning. So we have Stephen Colbert pretending to be a newscaster and putting out this info. We have Alec Baldwin pretending to be the president and then engaging in massive defamation with a classical straw man. And Alec Baldwin is that straw man. So now let's get into the meat of it. We already mentioned how people like Stephen Colbert are actors. They pose as newscasters and then put out their disinformation and attack the truly independent news. It's the same thing with SNL and NBC. They've got the talented actor, Alec Baldwin, up there as a classical straw man posing as Donald Trump and then projecting onto that straw man a complete and total fiction. And we're going to expose at the end of this the plagiarism of SNL. Now let's break down the skit itself. Zorlock 9 has attacked the Earth and has taken over everything but Washington, D.C. And they are an outside alien conquering group, and Trump is secretly allied with them and is saying that they're great people. Now, this is a lie on many fronts. Obviously, they're saying that it's the Russians and that Trump is an agent of the Russians when no real proof has ever been given of that, and it's a clear fraud, and he's simply trying to turn our economy back on and restore our sovereignty. And it's the corporate globalists who admit they're trying to set up a world government that is unelected, unaccountable, with diplomatic immunity above the law, that is absorbing nation states all over the world and actually appointing Goldman Sachs heads as presidents in places like Italy. So Trump's actually trying to maintain our sovereignty, trying to restore our republic, trying to have the American people actually be in charge of their destiny. So they invert it with a skit where aliens have attacked and the president is the reason that we're losing and we're falling and we're failing. And that, again, we're all surrounded by the aliens because the whole country has been taken over by them. When in truth, if you look at the maps of the country, it's the Democrats and the blue areas that are actually completely surrounded. And Trump is trying to restore national sovereignty in the final beachhead of the globalist, Washington, D.C. Then, with incredible disdain for their viewers, act like Trump is completely insane because he brags that he's brought back coal to America, and who cares about coal?
What should we do? Okay, here's what we do. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring coal back, okay? We're going to have so much coal, you're going to say, where did all this coal come from?
Well, we have enough coal for 2,000 years. We have enough oil for maybe 50. And coal is much cheaper. And before they started getting rid of coal 8 years ago, our energy prices for electricity were about half as much. So if you were outside aliens trying to turn the planet off and trying to starve the people, you would actually get rid of coal. Because if we run out of electricity, billions of people will die. So the first thing an outside force that's waging war against you does is turn off your main energy supply.
Yes, we are dealing with a highly advanced species here. They're from Zorblat 9. Their ships are invisible. They're telepathic.
Okay. No, we don't know that they are from Zorblat 9. I've actually heard Zorblat 9 is very beautiful, very fantastic.
Oh my God, does he have business ties on Zorblat 9?
And they're not just tying Trump to the Russians. They're implying that the Russians have militarily attacked us and have all this advanced technology and have surrounded us. Again, all of it is basically a perfect lie. The entire thing is reality inverted. I'm coming to that in a moment.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Have militarily attacked us and have all this advanced technology and have surrounded us. Again, all of it is basically a perfect lie. The entire thing is reality inverted, and I'm coming to that in a moment.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked. and Trump Hotel has been completely destroyed, causing $50 million in damage.
More like $1 billion.
Well, luckily no lives were lost because no one was staying at the hotel.
That's right, too. That's not true. Everyone loves to stay at my hotel. I'm sure a bunch of really top-shelf, very classy people died there.
Then there's classical economic warfare against the Trump Organization and attempts to say the food is horrible in their facilities, that no one's staying at the Trump Towers, when the evidence shows his private corporate interests are actually expanding and are more successful than ever.
I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
I'm not an alien.
Here she is, and so is the woman next to her, right there.
Oh, okay, no.
One of the biggest lies is when straw man Alec Baldwin, playing the part of Donald Trump, points at not one but two black women in U.S. military uniform and says, basically, they're not humans, they're aliens, they're not people. Total racism put in the mouth of the fake Donald Trump, and they're in uniform, so it has a doubling effect. And what's crazy is all of these lies are so clear, so visible, so easily refuted, but the media thinks you're stupid. Take the fact that they show the so-called president, Alec Baldwin, not being able to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Something, of course, that he's been promoting, and the flag and sovereignty. So they take one of his strongest points and then show him unable, in a total lie, to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
But they're not just lying about President Trump with this whole Pledge of Allegiance thing. They're hoping you don't remember that it was Hillary in all these speeches that had one nation under God removed and then would falsely put out an incorrect version.
Only Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Or that President Obama, famously, in many speeches, wouldn't cover his heart with his hand during the pledge. So everything they say Trump is, they are, and worse.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit, because he's always taking off his shirt, okay? And that is why I hereby demand, sorry, I hereby bedand, sorry, I hereby debid, sorry, by Gigi Hadid, that we launch a full investigation into these two aliens right now.
And then, of course, where did the straw man president get this information that the black ladies weren't human? They got it from me. Oh, my gosh, the fake news that needs to be banned. Oh, and InfoWars also supposedly believes in shapeshifters. Totally made up. So they project their lies on the free press and want to use InfoWars as the symbol because it's one of their main enemies of what they want to ban, shut down, and discredit. And finally, our thespian actor cowards at SNL zero in on Donald John Trump's greatest attribute. The fact that he's a trailblazer, has such incredible courage, and stood up against the entire MSM, the globalists, the foreign governments, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the EU, the Mexican presidents, all of it, and rallied the American people to begin restoring our republic.
Humans! Resistance is futile! Take me to your leader!
It's him. He's the president.
No, I'm not. You are.
Really? This is going to be so easy.
When the aliens come in and say, take us to your leader, Trump is a coward and shakes in fear and tries to escape. When in truth, he's the first president in 50-plus years to march at the head of a motorcade with his enemies literally trying to tear down the gates to go after him just 50 yards away. He stood up to him with will. He went through all the boycotts, all the attacks, all the demonizations, people trying to climb over the White House fence last night, all of it. And they say he's a coward. Unbelievable. Even if you hate Donald Trump and believe MSM lies, nobody can say that this guy's a coward. When he calls people up from giant crowds onto the stage with him, not even knowing what they're going to say, when he goes out and stands up and you know, gets in the face of these tyrants that think they've dominated and controlled this country, for SNL to go that low shows you what pieces of cowardly trash they really are. And they're projecting everything they stand for onto Donald Trump, onto InfoWars, and onto the American people. So I talked at the start about this big awakening, this big epiphany I had this morning. So let's recap and then go over it. He wants to bring back our cheap energy that's clean and good and help our country. They call that bizarre and kooky. When again, it's the globalists that have cut off our energy under the whole carbon tax plan. They rehash the disproven lies about Russia. When the globalists are the ones coming in and conquering our country, and it's Trump that actually has Washington surrounded, and he's got a beachhead right in the middle of it at Pennsylvania Avenue in the White House. We've got the economic warfare saying his hotels are empty, and he's basically going bankrupt, hoping people hear that and don't support him. Incredible. More lies, more attacks. They lie and say that he doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance, when it's the Democrats that have actually changed the Pledge of Allegiance and won't put their hands over their hearts. They finally tell a little bit of truth and say he gets his info, some of it from InfoWars, but then lie about what the info is coming from InfoWars. And then they invert reality again and show Trump as a coward and who isn't willing to stand up against opposition when the globalists that are alien to sovereign states and independent peoples are the actual real threat taking over our country and enslaving our people. And Donald Trump is our champion, boldly standing against it. So they invert reality and say he's a coward. Globalism is the outside force, alien to our families, alien to our way of life, our elected government. Trump killed the alien TPP that put us under multinational control the first week he was in office. Trump is standing against the true threat to our independence, our prosperity, and our future. And the epiphany is that they're not just twisting what we say. They're taking what we say word for word about the globalist and turning it around and putting it on us. They are plagiarists. They don't even have original thoughts in their parasitic minds. They are attempting to create a false reality for themselves and their dumbed-down minions. The truth is, the joke's on SNL. They've had to stoop to the level of actors dressing up as other people and then putting words in their mouth. And the numbers show that the globalists understand corporate world government is collapsing. It is being overturned across the world. And people like Alec Baldwin are just being used in rear guard actions by the technocrats while they take their stolen wealth and haul ass to places like Kauai, Hawaii, and, of course, places like Tasmania, Australia. I mean, the globalists admit they're evacuating. They know they've already lost. They know they're run by old Nazi collaborators like George Soros. And you people that have been part of this are absolute shames. To everybody else that's waking up, thank you so much for joining the resistance. I'm Alex Jones, and I hope all of you will visit InfoWars.com today and find out the truth about what we're saying, not what Alec Baldwin claims we're saying.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump's got 8 years. We've already won.
Oh, geez. Come on. The proof's in the pudding.
I agree. That's why they're so pissed.
And I notice, even the last couple weeks, it's starting to go down a little bit. You notice the intensity's ratcheting down. Remember...
skip the break.
What was it? Last Friday? When everything was going crazy about Jeff Sessions recusing himself and all that? And come Monday, no one even mentioned that? Why is that?
Because it's all pure baloney.
No, what did Trump do on Sunday?
I forget what he did.
He tweeted about Obama wiretapping him.
Oh, yeah. He countered it, yeah.
And then everybody all of a sudden forgot about
that's what I just raised.
That
they admitted they did it, and they say he's a liar.
No, but Friday, this didn't even exist on Friday. Friday, it was all about Sessions and Russia and all
that. But it shows his power.
Yeah.
He's able just to change the subject.
One tweet, no one even remembered about Jeff Sessions and everything. He's just better at manipulating the dumb media than they are. The only people that are coming out on Twitter and saying like, oh, I think Trump should get killed, they're only doing that to give themselves a little bit of fame to a little bit of, you know,
it's still illegal. Pop,
like, oh my God, did you?
No, I agree, but it's still illegal.
Did you see what Billy 218 said? He said he would kill Trump. Oh my God, well, retweet that. Oh my God, he deleted the tweet. Oh my God.
Probably somebody actually called that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's meaningless.
Can we see who Billy 328 is, like our John Doe? We're not actually blaming Billy 328.
I know. No, but it's just, it's.
I bet there is one.
It's fluff. It doesn't mean anything. All the hate and all that stuff, you know, it doesn't mean anything, because if it was all done face to face, it would change 100%. Like if Hillary Clinton walked in the studio right now, what would you do?
Oh, God. She looks like a corpse. I think the living dead.
Yeah, but what would you do? You'd be cordial and you'd be nice to her. Don't you know it? You're like, hey, what's up?
I'd say, my God, I've never seen a dead person living, man. Hey, guys, can we pull up? I mean, look, oh, my God. You see that new photo of her they released last week?
Yeah, but still, you know, she's just an elderly lady, you know? And you know what? As much as you don't like her, she's still an American.
She's an elderly dude.
And if she was, if we got a nuclear attack and she was in this town and she came to here and needed help or needed shelter or anything, we would help it, because that's what Americans do. And I learned that in Iraq. Yeah, I've made enough money to not work anymore, but I'm supposed to be working, and
employing people.
Yeah, and I pay all of them and pay all their taxes, and I don't ever want to step outside of that. I tried to for a little while. I tried to be this big Hollywood guy, and I was
miserable. And those fake people burned you.
And it blew up in my face, and now I'm right back where I belong, working at my shop, working on my wife's race car, and this is a business. The mainstream media is a business. It's there to make money. So if CNN can fill their whole programming schedule with 90% anti-Trump stuff, then the advertisers and people that lean to that left, they can come and advertise there.
Oh, that's
people
it. That's
will watch it.
It,
and it's money. If nobody watched that stuff and nobody cared and people didn't, like, you know, it's like when we drive past a car accident, your foot automatically comes off the gas pedal because you're like, oh man, look, that's really messed up. You don't.
So they just keep creating car accidents.
So the more sensational thing they say, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it holds any water. It's just a business.
Well, let's expand on that.
I think it's like, it took me a couple years of people saying I'm a Nazi and saying I'm the devil and saying I'm this whole horrible person. I had to look at it forever. You know, I had to like walk by in the supermarket aisle and see every single tabloid have a picture of me on the cover saying the most horrible stuff. And I had to walk by with my kids and kind of put my head down. And like, I think you have to find some kind of inner strength to like be a dad and be a good parent and walk past all that stuff with your kids and keep their eyes looking forward and not take it personal. I look at all the stuff that happens now and it's so blatantly obvious to me how it's just for money. You know, I think once you twist your mind around to realize, like, oh, that's
exactly. And then once you get,
that's how they sell magazines and page views,
sure,
and clicks.
But what I'm saying is, once you get that Trump, after all this, knows how it works, is literally trying to transfer the wealth we produce back to us, not a wealth transfer. He's actually trying with classical stuff.
Some of the Secret Service guys, you know what? He's a worker. He's a hard worker. And that's what, if I'm working and paying taxes, and I'm paying a president, I want that.
Well, go ahead and tell us what your sources say. He works 18 hours a day.
Hey, Obama got in about 10 a.m. every day and left before 6 p.m. The guys say that he's there at 6 a.m. every day since Inauguration Day and doesn't leave until 10:30, 11 at night. The thing that people need to realize, like, there is no right or left or liberal, or everybody has to come together as Americans. And it's like, instead of, you know, people are complainers. Let's just complain. I'm going to complain that Trump won, and I'm going to complain that I think Russia did it, because there's no possible way that he could be successful enough to win on his own. It had to be some kind of scam or trick.
Well, let's raise that.
But I'm going to complain about it. So I think instead of complaining, go do something about it, you know, like that circle around you of people that you can help, like homeless people, or go to, you know, help disadvantaged.
Exactly. Kids. Don't blame Trump for why you claim these problems.
That's my biggest question. Instead of complaining that Trump doesn't support women, or Trump does this, or
all lies,
or everybody did that, and, you know, what do you do? You know, what do you do? And, like, someone kind of I made a comment and got a bunch of crap about it, about the Women's March, that I said, hey, wouldn't it be great if all these women that marching, if they channeled their energy and put that kind of energy and manpower to helping the homeless and vets in this country. And someone said, like, you know, well, what have you done for the homeless? Like a bunch of people said. And
they didn't know all the stuff you've done.
I'm like, well, you know, I founded the biggest homeless shelter in the city of Long Beach in like 2002 and put over 3,000 people in permanent housing. And when I left Long Beach, I gave my 50,000 square foot building and it's the Long Beach Rescue Mission now. And it, like, you go back and all the people that asked what I did, they all deleted their tweets. Look at the freaking out and crazy and all these, you know, like Trump saying okay to the kids at the White House and saying that's a Nazi symbol. They now have become Alex Jones, and Alex Jones has now become mainstream media. Like, you're now a legitimate news source
compared to them.
Yeah. They're now totally making stuff up, not saying I'm not.
No, I get it, but they would always misrepresent what I was saying in the media.
Yeah.
I mean, Colbert 2 weeks ago had me say, I'm anti-gay. I said, I'm not anti-gay in the club. They just don't care. So what do you do about stuff like that? Just ignore it?
I think they'll keep hitting that button, hitting the, you know, the fake news extreme get viewership button. And you can only do it so many times before it doesn't.
Well, their ratings are way down. They're a shadow of them former selves. All our ratings are way up.
I reached out to him and I really respected that, like, hey, he has a multi-million dollar paying job as, you know, one of the biggest reality television shows, The Apprentice. And he chose to, like, give them the finger and say, hey, you know what? I really care about this country. And if you guys are going to fire me purely for political reasons, then you can stick it. And I, like, that day I reached out to him and told him, I said, hey man, you have my support 100%, like, to lay it all on the line and sacrifice, you know, money for what's in your heart, that'll always get.
And then you tweeted in Facebook, because I remember seeing it in the news, Jesse James wants Donald Trump to run.
Yeah,
that's got to feel good now, because 50 days in, best jobs numbers since 1984. I mean, America is open for business and people want a piece of this.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I've been saying it ever since the first time I went to Iraq when Bush Jr. was president. You know, I seeing the troops and spending time with people in harm's way, it kind of told me, it's like, wow, this country, you know, I grew up as a kid in the Reagan era. And, you know, say what you will, a lot of people hate Reagan. A lot of people, more people love him, but he was a patriot.
Well, idiots hate Reagan. Yeah. He was out to help the country and out to help the average person.
And he was a patriot and believed in patriotism and, like, the symbol of that flag and everything that it represented meant something to him. And I always felt, you know, for the last decade that we need someone that's a patriot. We need someone that really loves this country. And I think that's, you know, you look at 8 years with Obama and, you know, I don't really feel strongly that he has a super strong love for his country. I feel like he has a ulterior motive of trying to make himself into, like, the American Nelson Mandela.
Well, sure, exactly. He wants to be the guy that conquered America.
You know, he's not for the working class or for the little guy or for, he's a Harvard guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.